Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
I don't know. What is wrong with you?
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Think about the guys you grew up with. You'd like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left.
Oh, tough guy.
I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
Stop hitting yourself.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Bomb Tel Aviv? I know the people saying this aren't, you know, white Aryan males with tiki torches, but they have the same message. But the students that are allowing this to go on with the Hamas flags, letting these people onto campus, the professors that are participating in this, it's the same message, which is Jews are not welcome.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The news from WBUR gets even more dire and tragic by the day. We've told you the terrible announcement from Commonwealth Avenue that they're laying off 24 people and seven other beautiful people are going to be leaving, taking buyouts from National Panhandler Radio. Now we've obtained the memo from CEO Margaret Lowe. It's a quote. And, you know, try not to let this destroy your wonderful afternoon. A small but not insignificant item. WBUR will no longer buy Pete's coffee. No! How will they be able to survive? Thanks to our business partnership teams, we now have a trade deal with a local coffee roaster, Fazenda. This will save WBUR thousands of dollars a year. Finally, we will no longer cover cell phone costs for any non-represented colleagues, unquote. I guess that means non-union. But no Pete's coffee. It's a tragedy. Those shows... We have three, four producers, depending on how you count them, for 7 hours worth of shows. Some of these shows have three producers for one show. They have two producers for a show that'll run 1 hour on the weekends or 2 hours on the weekends. I've been over there. I've seen it. They all have. Here's my cup. This is the cup I'm drinking my non-Pete's coffee in. You'll notice it's not an engraved mug. It doesn't have HCRN on it, but they all have these expensive mugs. You listen to the show on Bose Radio in the green room. It is just palatial, everything they have. That's a WBUR. Same thing at WGBH. 844-500-4242.
So are we going to be moving into their studios? Is that what you're saying?
No. the reality of modern radio is catching up with them, and also the fact that they're just promoting left wing the 21st century equivalent of Radio Moscow, Stalinist agitprop. And the thing is, you can get it anywhere in the country. In the old days, those shows I mentioned earlier, Tony Sinamo, Robert J. Lertzema, Eric in the Evening, May Kramer, those were only shows you could get in Boston. And they were good shows. I mean, I wasn't a big Robert J. Lertzema fan, but, you know, the Blues, Eric Jackson, he was pretty good. Tony Sinamo, they were good. You would have liked Tony Sinamo, Taylor. He was into cool jazz from the 50s.
Sometimes late at night I'll be able to pick up WUMB, and they have some good jazz programs there.
Yeah. I mean, WUMB is kind of what WBUR used to be before they went woke.
Saturday night, you'd like a Saturday nights. They have, I think they still have it, like an old country, like all your Hank Williams stuff and yeah. much more obscure things too.
Well, they had, you know, WHRB. I don't know if they have it anymore. The Harvard station, which it's still semi-eclectic. They had Hillbilly at Harvard on Saturday mornings. That was a damn good, you know, old gut bucket country music show. They would never have a show like that on WBUR. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line. They would never have the chump line on WBUR either.
Joe Biden says if John F. Kennedy were alive today, he'd be turning in his grave.
Yes, he would. Joe Biden would be right, as senile as he is. Pause.
The Diary of Roscoe the Pug, day 335 of my captivity. The prison warden, who looks like a deflated Don Zimmer, has overplayed his hand this time. First he took me out of the posh pet resort, and now he's threatening to transfer me to that cold communist hellhole known as MCI Wellesley for what he says is a six-month stretch. That's 3.5 dog years. If he dares to put me on a plane, I'll drop a number two.
Roscoe, time to steal coffee from the breakers!
Roscoe doesn't accompany me to the breakers. I take him out for a walk, and then I bring him back in, and then the mailroom manager and I walk to the breakers. That would be a bridge too far, I think, to take him into the breakers lobby while we're getting some free stuff. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure. Listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. You'll learn a lot about hair restoration and the latest techniques that they've pioneered. Go to pfehair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR. That's 1-800-208-HAIR.
No, Mr. President, those are not work boots. Those are loafers.
You know, he is so shameless. Yesterday, or the day before, he was driving an 18-wheeler. He's talking about his, you know, being this great union guy, even though he's never worked a day in his life, let alone a union job. And today, he's bragging about his work boots. Like, you know, he had a work boot, like work boots, like John Kerry right before the 2004 election had that. Had that plaid jacket in southern Ohio. Well, that's the day he said, can I get me a hunting license here?
First there was John Rambo, and now there's Joe Kickass and Tate Names Biden. Come in, Covenanter. I'll copy, over.
Yeah, he's one of these fake tough guys. Listen, let's play this. This is just... Again, anyone who brags about how tough they are, you can always take it to the bank that they've never been in a tussle, they've never driven an 18-wheeler, and they've certainly never worn work boots. Cut 17.
Donald Trump's vision of America is one of revenge and retribution. A defeated former president who sees the world from Mar-a-Lago and bows down to billionaires, who looks down on American union workers. Not just he's not supporting, he looks down on us.
Us?
No, I'm not joking. Think about it. Think about the guys you grew up with, you like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left. I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
He looks down on... I didn't realize he said he looks down on us. Like he's one of us. That's even worse than I thought it was. Next thing they're going to tell me they're not serving Pete's coffee anymore at the White House. Go ahead.
Joe Biden said he cuts his own lawn with an 18-wheeler.
you know what the toughest way to have to cut a lawn is? And I had to do it in Portland at Kenwood Street. A rotary mower. It's brutal. I thought I would never see another rotary mower until Mike Dukakis ran for president. He came off the campaign trail, and Kitty wouldn't even let him get out of his suit before she would make him cut the lawn with that rotary mower. The good news was that the yard on Perry Street was the size of a postage stamp.
No more years. No more years. No more years.
Yeah, no more years. No more years. Fast forward. Forget the pause. Fast forward. Let's get to January 20th and get him the hell out of there and try to save the country.
It's death to America. That's their position. But before this event can come to fruition, they have to make sure the taxpayers endure long enough to pay off their college tuition.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't kill me, man. I haven't finished paying off the big debt you ran up for your queer studies major.
Hey, Alec, the only thing Joe Biden knows how to cut is the cheese.
Yeah, didn't he do that with Camilla? She almost passed out when he did it with the Pope too. Actually, he did more than cut the cheese with the Pope.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, you must be a proud Tar Heel. The week's almost half over, and not a single one of your fellow alumni have been indicted or ignited. We're gonna be fine.
Did he make the front page of the Herald today with the people that I want to toll, all the out-of-staters? I want to toll all the liberal out-of-staters. Forget tolling people in F-150s like the crew-cut transportation secretary of Mara Healey wants to do. I want to tax, onerously tax, people like Elizabeth Warren of Oklahoma, the fake Indian, Michelle Wu of Chicago, Ayanna Pressley of Chicago with the jailbird drug trafficking ex-con husband. Deval Patrick, victim of a senseless street crime, hit on the head with an empty Coke can on the mean streets of the north, of the South Side.
Ilhan Omar's daughter says we need to stop killing the children of Gaza and get the hospitals open as soon as possible so women can get the abortions they need.
Well put. Well put. 781 says, Joe says Donald bows down to billionaires, yet his vacations are always for free at billionaires' homes. Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it? The guy who owns that place on Nantucket, what's his name, Schwartzman? Does he have work boots? Did he drive an 18-wheeler? I didn't think so.
I sent my kid to an Ivy League college. Little did I know it was poison ivy.
Oh, that poison Ivy League. That poison Ivy League. I think we need some of Elvis's poison Ivy League.
Poison Ivy League. Poison man Ivy League. Give me an itch. Those sons of the rich. That poison Ivy League.
That song is really worth checking out on YouTube tonight, Poison Ivy League. The whole movie's pretty good, actually. I think it's Roustabout. It's one of his better movies. Not that they're, most of them are pretty terrible.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line to leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second brand new chump line every evening, you can do so. We have one. It's called Chop Chumps, the second chump line of the day where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps is available around 7 p.m. every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure. And listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors to learn all about these latest state-of-the-art techniques that they've developed. Go to PFEHair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR, 1-800-208-HAIR. They did a great job with my hair. Now they have even better techniques. They can do a great job with your hair. Your only regret will be you didn't do it earlier. 1-800-208-HAIR.
Joe Biden said he cuts his own lawn with an 18-wheeler.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those bulky air purifiers. Take advantage of the Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special at EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which Ivy League school do you most detest? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, UPenn, Brown, Dartmouth, or Cornell?
Harvard.
65% say Harvard, 23% say Columbia, and 5% say Yale.
Not much change all day. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, have the fact checkers found the canceled checks for Biden's union membership news yet? They're still looking. They're still looking. 844-500-4242. So this is good. I'm getting some free publicity from the Globe. I mean, it's not a lot, but several of them are commenting on the layoffs at WBUR, and they're saying that the people that are chuckling are Howie Carr radio show listeners. Here's one. Notice, this is the most recent one. Notice how most of the first commenters are Howie Carr Globe trollers. Globe troller, that's one word. Never heard that word before. It's because they are all unemployed and collecting off the government. Hypocritical scum of the earth. Which I most assuredly do not. I guess that means collecting off the government. I'm retired and I could buy out their trailer park if I wanted. Ooh, what a classist, huh? I used to live in it. I lived in a trailer park for 2 years when I was in college. It sucked. But, you know, it didn't make me a worse person, did it? But this is the way the liberals are, right? 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, as a press release from the New Hampshire State Police. Massachusetts man arrested after driving a... Well, that was my first thought, but it turns out it sounds like it's not. Joshua Dubey, 29 of Methuen. He was in a 2015 BMW traveling at 108 miles an hour. They were using helicopters and planes to catch these guys today. This was a traffic initiative to slow people down on 93. Additionally, during today's initiative, troopers also stopped three other drivers for speeds above 100 miles an hour. That's pretty steep, isn't it? 17 additional drivers for speeds above 90 miles an hour. It was a state police aircraft they were using to catch these guys. The shocking thing is, it appears it was an American citizen who was the most egregious violator. I could be wrong. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 978. That American citizen from Methuen was speeding because he was trying to get to his second job so they could afford groceries. That's a good point. Yeah, illegal aliens don't have to speed. Because where are they going? Maybe the welfare office. Is the welfare office open later for the illegal aliens now? Just for the illegal aliens? Is there a separate line for illegal aliens where they have two or three lines and one line for Americans? I don't know. All right, 844-500-4242. This Joe Biden being a union guy really amuses me for some reason. He's going back to this about how what a great union guy he was. Remember, he's a great union guy, and he has work boots, and he drove an 18-wheeler, and he has calluses on his hands, and he's just, you know, he was a Molly Maguire back in the day. He was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He was a Molly Maguire, you know, the Irish. They were gone for almost 100 years before he was born, but he was a Molly Maguire. He was a wobbly. You know, he was in the coal miners union with
Molly Maguire's. They were a little tougher. He gave him a hard time. He ended up on the doorstep in a bag. But you know,
he claimed he was they were coal miners. He claimed he was a coal miner when he was running in 87 when he stole Neil Kinnock's speech. But this is his. This is today. Cut nine.
I had an uncle who used to say, Joey, you're belt buckle to shoe sole union.
Again, can I see the union card? Or, okay, you're not in a union anymore. Can I see the cancel check? Can I see your pension check from the union?
Well, we know which uncle didn't tell him that.
Yum, yum. Eat him up. Eat him up.
Maybe Uncle Bossy was in the Food Workers Union, or maybe he was in the Food Eaten Union. Joey, your belt buckle from Toshu Shoal, not Seoul, Shoal. Dr. Shoal?
My uncle used to say, Joey, your belt buckle to shoe sole union.
Just so much nonsense. Cut 14.
You know, remember those 40 Fortune 500 companies? Those Fortune 500 companies, 40 of them, I think, no, it was 50, who didn't pay a single penny in taxes, made $40 billion.
Goody, you gotten any more numbers screwed up?
$1,700,000,000,000.
Why don't you try? Actually, let me hear that one again. I want to see if I can see how many numbers he came up with that time. Cut 14.
You know, remember those 40 Fortune 500 companies? Those Fortune 500 companies, 40 of them, I think, no, it was 50, who didn't pay a single penny in taxes, made $40 billion.
I didn't even include a penny, but I think he said various numbers eight times. He was trying to make one point. Let's give him another chance to screw up some numbers. Cut 15.
Look, if we just charge them 24% in their tax, which isn't the highest tax rate, would generate $500 billion over the next 10 years.
Okay. Whatever you say. And again, we're adding, I think, $2 trillion to the federal debt every year, or every six months. But he's claiming the guy who was in the union and who drove an 18-wheeler and whose uncle was eaten by cannibals is now claiming that he cut the debt. Cut 13.
Trump added more to the national debt than any president in a single term in all of American history, the national debt. I cut the national debt so far. And still got all this other thing in.
He cut the national debt. Where's the fact checker here? Where's the fact checker?
Still got all this other thing in.
What did he say, Taylor? At the end?
I have no idea. It's complete gibberish.
And still got all his other dead.
Still got all the other dead.
Still
I got all the other
whirly gigs.
Oh. 339. Maybe the Teamster should try to organize the cannibals.
Yum, yum. Eat them up. Eat them up.
That sounds like the couple of my old business agents. Cut 16.
Did you know there are only two presidents in American history who left office with fewer American jobs than they entered it? Herbert Hoover.
Than they entered it.
And yes, Donald Herbert Hoover Trump.
Boy, there's a winning line. That'll reverberate with the electorate. Cut 19.
Are you ready to choose unity over division, dignity over hate, truth over lies? Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy, for democracy?
He blew it again. Choose freedom over democracy. Only last time he said choose democracy over freedom, I think.
No, it was freedom over democracy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Cut 10.
Remember when President Trump promised this?
President.
I got to be careful.
President who?
Remember when President Trump promised this?
I thought his name was President Hump.
But if Donald Trump
yeah,
is reelected.
That's right. His name's Hump, okay? Not Promp. Pomp?
Remember when President Trump promised?
Oh, God. Okay, so now we're back to the another variation of suckers and losers, and coming out of the the woods in Charlottesville. So this is a different variation on it. Cut 12.
Donald Trump still thinks windmills cause cancer. That's what he said. No. By the way, remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins.
He definitely didn't say that.
He missed it. All went to his hair. Look. I shouldn't have said that.
Joe's hair is whiter than Trump's. What hair he has left.
By the way, did Trump ever get plugs put into his hair before the days of PFE and Northeast Hair Restoration? Remember how Biden looked for years? That's why Rush Limbaugh called him plugs for all those years. They were literally plugs for years. Cut 20.
I don't want to go.
Jump. Jump. Don't pause.
I don't want to go.
Jump. Jump. Might as well play a couple more here. This is his remarks on the National Security Supplement. This is the Ukraine bailout bill, the Ukraine more money for yachts, ski chalets, chateaus on the French Riviera, penthouse condos on Biscayne Bay in Miami. It's just a great day. Cut 3.
I'm grateful to all those in Congress, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, who voted for this bill. It's a path to my desk. It was a difficult path. It should have been easier and should have gotten there sooner.
It was a path to my desk. It was a difficult path. Cut 5.
The reports, I find this amazing, the reports of cheers breaking out of the trenches in eastern Ukraine probably came from one of your folks, a reporter or someone. I'm not sure where it came from. But that they're cheering as they watch the House vote in support for Ukraine.
Now I'm going to be able to get that penthouse on Biscayne Bay. I knew I would get it. I don't care about the high interest rates. Their pension checks are going to be guaranteed. Your pension check is not going to be guaranteed in the U.S., but their pension checks are going to be guaranteed.
Who's out there digging trenches in 2024?
Yeah. And by the way, if this is such a great winnable war and they have the will and the skills to win, how come half the young male population in Ukraine is in Poland dodging the draft? How come they've all run away? Have they let all the priests out of prison that they put in prison? Have they reopened the radio and TV stations? And you know who Mitch McConnell is blaming for the fact that nobody in the U.S. other than National Panhandler Radio was for this, for giving them more money? He's blaming Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. As if people couldn't figure it out for themselves. Cut 8.
We see that time and again on the critical issues, we've actually come together. It hadn't always been easy. But when it's come time to decide to rebuild America, we did it with a bipartisan infrastructure law, which is just underway.
But when it's come time to rebuild...
When it's come time to rebuild America.
Yeah. Cut 1.
Good morning. It's a good day for America, it's a good day for Europe, and it's a good day for world peace, for real.
Yeah, we're going to kill more people. It's a good day for peace, where there's more money to kill people. It's a good day for world peace. And they say that, there are too many comparisons to 1984 and to George Orwell. I think not. That was right out of Big Brother. More money for the war machine, more money for the military-industrial complex. It's a good day for world peace. For real. His word is a Biden. Listen to this one. Now, he ended the sanctions on Iran. Iran was broke when Donald Trump was president. Broke. There was no money for any of these proxies, whether it was Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. There was nothing. All their money was frozen. He gave them all the money. He shut down U.S. energy production, which made their oil more valuable. But this is what he has to say about Iran now. Cut 6.
An unprecedented attack that followed years of Iran supporting Hezbollah, Hamas, and proxies of their own attack on Israel. They fund these guys.
You know when they didn't fund these guys? When they were broke. When were they broke? They were broke right up until the moment that that Brandon was installed as president after his selection as president in 2020. Up until then, they weren't funding these guys because they didn't have any money. 844-500-4242. One more. Cut 4.
And they won important victories against Russia's Navy. But make no mistake about, they're a fighting force with the will and the skill to win. The will and the skill to win.
That's why half the male population is in Poland. They've run away because they're drafted. You know what they see? You know what he sounds like?
But they ran like rats.
They did. They did, Congressman Early. He sounds like General Westmoreland in 1967. We just send a few more troops over there to Vietnam. We'll have these Reds on the run, these Viet Congs, as Muhammad Ali used to call them. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
They ran!
Did you know that between hosting a 4-hour radio show, multiple media hits, political advocacy, and walking Roscoe the Wonder Pug?
I call it a dog.
Howie still finds time to write 3 columns a week.
Oh, wow.
Read his latest at HowieCarshow.com.
Howie Carr is back.
A criminal trial is a really awful thing to go through. And if you look at Trump physically right now, he looks terrible.
Is this an example of the pot calling the kettle black? Chris Christie says somebody else looks terrible. You know, I remember... Reminder of what Billy Bulger used to say when he'd run into someone who was all jammed up in whatever way, and the guy was fat or chubby, shall we say. Bulger would say, "I'm glad to see that your travails have not affected your appetite." And that's what Chris Christie, his electoral travails earlier in the year did not affect his appetite in the slightest. Just ask everybody at the Red Arrow Diners across the state of New Hampshire. 844-500-4242. Can we hear this? I want to hear this. People are mentioning this about the trenches, what's going on in the trenches in Ukraine. You know, those of us, you know, you remember the movie, the book All Quiet on the Western Front? I mean, the carnage that went on in World War One in the trenches. Millions of people killed. It was horrible, horrible. Seems like things have gotten a little better in the trenches since then. Cut five.
The reports, and this is, I find this amazing, the reports of cheers breaking out of the trenches in eastern Ukraine probably came from one of your folks, a reporter or someone, I'm not sure where it came from, but they're cheering as they watch the House vote in support for Ukraine.
They watch the House on what, on television? Do they have cable TV in the trenches? Or do they have Wi-Fi? They don't have to go to McDonald's to get the Wi-Fi to watch the vote, the roll call vote. They're watching C-SPAN? Where were they watching it, on C-SPAN? That's really great. Sounds like the war is not that bad, with as we've been told. 844-500-4242. Let's go back to the 1984 cut two.
I just signed into law the national security package that was passed by the House of Representatives this weekend and by the Senate yesterday. It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
More slaughter. More war. More combat deaths. It's going to make the world safer. 844-500-4242. Here was Speaker Mike Johnson at Columbia today, Columbia University, cut 20.
We are standing here right now on the steps of the Lowe Library. In this very building right behind us, Columbia University once awarded Winston Churchill an honorary degree, and it was Churchill who said, "It is manifestly right that Jews should have a national home where they may be reunited." We believe in that principle. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
If only he meant that.